This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial, and a few more minutes with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and then we go to Robert Crace, one of the best writers in America, crime novelist, and a native of Louisiana. He went to Louisiana State University. Please be brief in your comments to Governor Nungesser. We'll try to get in a call or two before we go to Robert Crace. Henry at the Country Club. Henry, you're on the air. What's your question?
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Nungesser.
Good morning.
First, I'm not going to insult you and talk about those god-awful shoes you wore.
All right, what's your question, Henry?
My question is this. Nobody has brought it up. The rhetoric that we're getting where everything is condoned, even Trump laughing at people suggesting immigrants get shot. That's the elephant in the room, and no Republican will address it whatsoever.
All right. What about the verbiage, particularly from the president?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, you've got to be inclusive, and especially leaders have to be toned down the negative rhetoric, and we've got to work together for solutions. And so you're absolutely right. Nobody it's something that's not good from any leaders. So I agree with you.
Lindsay in Broadmoor. Hi, Lindsay. You're on with the governor.
Yes. Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Governor Nungesser.
Good morning.
I was appreciated a few of the calls that came before me and regarding, you know, the tragedies and the frequency of these shootings. And I have to say that I participate quite a bit as an artist and a musician in contributing art and music within the mental health community. I've had mental health issues with family members, and as one of the previous callers stated, as I understand and have kind of researched that mental illness, especially certain mental illnesses, there's a lower likelihood of actually committing something like this or being violent. But I do tend to think that in terms of maybe potential personality disorders or maybe being able to kind of recognize or find some way to pinpoint certain antisocial personality traits, things like that. And
all right, well, we're short on time, Lindsay, but
she's absolutely right. You know, we just did a art for veterans therapy and getting veterans together and writing a song and expressing their anger and turn it into a beautiful song. But it's called Art Therapy for Veterans, and it's working all over Louisiana. But you're absolutely, there's seven different aspects of mental health, and some are more prone to violence than others.
Well, Billy Nungesser, thank you, and we'll bring you back on a day when things are not as pitched as they are now, and we can understand the concern of our listeners. This is a major American dilemma we have that has to be addressed. Thank you. Robert Crace is with us, Independence native, as in Independence, Louisiana, went to Louisiana State University in the early 1970s and went off to Los Angeles, became a script writer for shows like Hill Street Blues, Cagney and Lacey, Quincy, Miami Vice, L.A. Law, and now, for the last 30-some years, he has been one of the most accomplished novelists in our world, and it is a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Robert.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Robert's latest book is A Dangerous Man, an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel. And before we get there, how much did your time in Louisiana contribute to what has happened since?
Oh, everything, Jim. I mean, look, you're in my stomping grounds. I grew up in Baton Rouge. I went to Goodwood Elementary and Westdale Junior High and Baton Rouge High School right there. I grew up on the backside of a drive-in movie theater, the old Florida drive-in theater. And as a kid, I used to listen to the dialogue and those movies, double bills and triple bills, that play there every night. That was my babyhood, man. it had to have an influence on my love of storytelling and the stories I eventually chose to sell. So I just know it. If I hadn't been from Baton Rouge and had my roots down there, that I wouldn't be writing the novels I am today.
Well, Robert's books have been published in 62 countries, bestsellers around the world, and it all started in Baton Rouge, as he stated. And you went off to Los Angeles as a very young man. What was the catalyst for doing that?
Well, I wanted to be a writer. I've been trying to tell stories one way or another, either in with prose or Super 8 movies ever since I was probably in junior high, however old you are then, 12, 13. While I was at Baton Rouge High School, I started submitting short stories that I was writing, and by the way, getting lots of rejections, and that continued through LSU. But finally, while I was at the university there, I sold a couple of short stories, $50 for one, $125 for another. And I really thought that, well, if I want to make a living, I am not going to do it with $50 paychecks. So maybe I could have a shot at breaking into TV. I'll go out to Los Angeles and write TV. Boy, you talk about a long shot. Uh-huh. I didn't know what I was getting into. But I went, and, Jim, it just sort of happened. I started writing spec scripts and submitting them, and the next thing you know, one sold, and one script led to another, and I was working on staff, and long about in there, I decided to go back to my original dream, which was writing books, and that's when I created Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, and that was 22 books ago, and now we got Dangerous Man, the new book that's out tomorrow.
Well, The Monkey's Raincoat, 1987. You were 33 years old when your first book arrived, and it was named the best first novel by at least one award service, won an Edgar Award, too. But The Monkey's Raincoat, was that a game changer?
It was a game changer for me, Jim. Again, my first book, but it was also the book in which I created the characters I've become known for. Elvis Cole and Joe Pike. When I wrote The Monkey's Raincoat, I didn't think there would be... I did not imagine anything that has since happened. I was trying to write one book that wasn't terrible. Just please, let it make sense. You talk about aim low. I just wanted to not embarrass myself. Nobody was more surprised than me when it began to find a readership, when I developed fans who talked the book up and hand-sold it to their friends, recommended it to their friends. And then I wrote more of the books. And as word spread, and I owe most of that success to independent booksellers who, again, they read my stuff, they liked it. This is well before there were radio tours and me sitting here talking to you and things like that. But eventually the readership grew to the points where... I eventually ended up on a New York Times bestseller list, and things just grew.
A Dangerous Man is the latest, the 18th in the Elvis Cole and Joe Pike series. How do you keep it going?
My problem is not to keep it going, Jim. I have so many ideas, I'll never get to them all. I love these characters. Look, all writers are readers first, and I was a voracious reader as a kid. When I sit down to write one of these books, the person I'm really writing it for is me, the reader. And I think if I can write an exciting, interesting book about these characters that keeps me turning the pages and staying up late, then hopefully that's going to transfer to all the people out there who do read my books or want to read a great thriller. I find these characters endlessly interesting. They've changed over time. Hey, look, I've changed over time. I'm not the same person I was in 1987 when I wrote the book. So as I change and develop, I think I find new and interesting things about the characters. So they're always fresh and intriguing to me. And as long as I find them interesting and I find new ways to have them beat the bad guy and protect the innocent, then my readers will too. That's my goal.
Well, the Philadelphia Inquirer says of Robert Crace, he's one of those rare, treasured writers who combine genuine humanity with tales of crime and detection, not to mention the steady building tension that always manages to pile up till his books can't be put down. A Dangerous Man is the latest one, and based on the cover and the text, you are a native of Louisiana, but I think it's fair to say you are a citizen of Los Angeles.
All fair. I've lived here for a long time in Los Angeles. I love it. I love living here. But let me tell you, when you're from Louisiana, you're always from Louisiana. And I make regular trips back because, I really miss the crawfish.
And Baton Rouge has changed a bit since you were a kid.
It's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger. Oh, you know, I do. I visit Baton Rouge often. I still have a lot of friends and family there. But it's so much larger than it was when I was living there as a young man. Traffic's a lot worse, Jim, as I'm sure you know.
That. It's probably worse than it is in Los Angeles.
Hey, you know what? You're not kidding. Some places in Baton Rouge, the traffic is worse than here in Los Angeles. We have terrible traffic. But it's still a place I love, and I love visiting, and I love seeing my friends and family back there.
Well, I'm sure many who knew you then are very proud of what you've done for good reason, and you've done Baton Rouge and Louisiana proud. Robert Crace, his latest A Dangerous Man, an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel, the 18th in the series. And talk about a guy whose imagination is as fervent and high-pitched as ever. You have it, and you're about my vintage. So keep on going, Robert Crace. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jim.
Thank you.
See you
soon. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.